Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Tarasoff v. Regents of the University of California, which was decided by the California Supreme Court in 1976. The question before the court was, does a psychotherapist have a duty to protect a third party from a dangerous patient? The facts of the case were, Prosenjit Poddar was an Indian graduate student studying naval architecture at the University of California, Berkeley. He started to date one of his classmates, Tatiana Tarasoff, and felt that they had a special relationship. Ms. Tarasoff allegedly flaunted her relationships with other men in front of him, which led him to seek psychotherapy through the University Mental Health Service. He informed his therapist, Dr. Moore, that he intended to obtain a firearm and shoot Ms. Tarasoff. Dr. Moore sent a request to the campus police to take Mr. Poddar to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. The police interviewed Mr. Poddar, who promised to stay away from Ms. Tarasoff, and he was released. Eventually, Mr. Poddar stalked and stabbed Ms. Tarasoff to death. The parents of Ms. Tarasoff sued the campus police, mental health service employees, and regents of the University of California for failure to warn them that their daughter was in danger. The case was dismissed at trial court because, at that time, a doctor had a duty to protect the patient, but not any third party. A court of appeals supported the case dismissal, and it was appealed to the California Supreme Court. This case was heard twice by the California Supreme Court, referred to as Tarasoff 1 and Tarasoff 2. Tarasoff 1 was decided in 1974. The court held that a therapist has a duty to warn third-party individuals if threatened by their patient. Due to an unusual backlash by psychiatrists and the police, the California Supreme Court heard the case again in 1976, referred to as Tarasoff 2. In Tarasoff 2, the court held that, quote, when a therapist determined, or according to the standard of profession, should determine, that their patient presents a serious danger of violence to another, they incur an obligation to use reasonable care to protect the intended victim from danger. It may call for him to warn the intended victim or others likely to apprise the victim of danger, to notify the police, or take whatever other steps are reasonably necessary under the circumstances. Now, this shifted the holding from Tarasoff 1 of duty to warn to a duty to protect. They quoted precedent that doctors have been held liable for negligent failure to warn family members of a contagious disease contracted by their patient. There were three main arguments put forth by the defense. One, that common law assumed that no one individual had a duty to control the behavior of another. The California Supreme Court opined that a special relationship existed between the therapist and the patient, which created the duty to protect others from identifiable danger based on logic and foreseeability. Two, they argued that therapists were unable to accurately predict violence. And the dissenting minority for this case even wrote that this may lead to overcommitment of patients due to fear of civil liability risk. The court held that the providers need not be perfectly accurate, quote, but only exercise that reasonable degree of skill and care ordinarily possessed by members of their profession under similar circumstances. To determine negligence in these cases, more than hindsight evidence of dangerousness was required. And three, they argued that any breach of confidentiality would impact the therapeutic relationship. The majority disagreed with this notion, while the dissenting opinion was that individuals may not seek services and/or may not divulge violent intentions, leading to more violence. Research post-Tarasoff II did not substantiate this fear. Because this case was decided by the California Supreme Court, this ruling applied only to the state of California. However, the majority of state Supreme Courts that have addressed this same issue have concurred with the Tarasoff decision. California later added limiting statutes to the Tarasoff decision, which have been adopted by almost half of the United States, including a requisite explicit threat from the patient, as was present in the Tarasoff case. In summary, the 1976 case of Tarasoff v. Regents of the University of California established that psychotherapists have a duty to protect a third party from a dangerous patient.